For this series of podcasts, we created a bank of 250 flying-related questions, some serious, some not so much. We then put them into a random question generator and asked pilots to give us their answers. The results are often thought-provoking, hilarious, or even reassuring. This week's guest is...
My name is Juan Sebastian Ospina. I'm from Colombia. I fly for England and I live in Switzerland. Yeah, I'm a tandem pilot in Interlaken, and I've been flying for about 12 years now. It's very fun. I love it. And I just broke the Colombian record.
Okay, you elected not to know the questions in advance. So your first question is, did you ever try any DIY flying when you were a kid?
DIY flying... No, not really. I've seen a few people do it and ending really badly. So perhaps that's why I never tried that. Yeah, I think I just surrounded myself with the good instructors and stuff like this and good pilots. So I didn't have to do that. I didn't feel the need to.
Didn't you also actually learn to fly as a kid? You were very young when you started, weren't you?
Yes, I was 14. And it was kind of like a motivational tool for my mom to use so that I could get better grades. I was doing really bad at school, so my mom needed something to take away from me if I did badly. So that was the perfect thing. So yeah, 14. It was really fun.
So you didn't need to do DIY flying. You did the real thing from when you were a kid.
Exactly, the real thing. I started off with a really old glider, an Airwave Jive, which was very close to DIY flying. Like, it was really old. It lasted like 10 flights, and then I lent it to a friend, and he just went down and parachuted onto the trees. So I had to change gliders after that.
Okay, the next question is, what makes a good pilot?
I think it's someone who is always willing to keep learning. Somebody who just stops and doesn't learn anymore might not be the best pilot. I think someone who is in a constant progression would be considered as a good pilot for me, obviously already with certain good level. Someone who wants to do a little bit of everything, acro, cross country, high can fly. And also what makes a good pilot is someone who is proficient in all environments. I see a lot of people really good in their own flying sites. Let's say it's windy conditions, not windy conditions, high mountains, small hills. And then when they move somewhere else, they're just not flying very well. So I think a good pilot is someone who can perform in most environments, I think.
If you could go back in time to when you were in your first 6 months of flying and give yourself some advice, what would the advice be?
My advice would be listen to your instructor. Yeah, sometimes, especially when you are young, you think you know everything and I was doing some stupid stuff. Yeah, I wish I listened a little bit more to my instructor and just be aware that especially at that age, you have your whole life to fly and so on. So just do everything. It should be like a nice, slow pace, learning absolutely everything you need to learn. Yeah, I think it's listen to your instructor and to the people that know more than you. Okay. Don't be as smart as.
Who's your all-time hang gliding or paragliding hero?
Yeah, I guess I, like many people, I particularly enjoy seeing Kriegelmaurer fly. I think that's a very typical answer. Just because he's really, really, really committed to it and he's still having fun after achieving so much. As I mentioned before, like what makes a good pilot good? He can perform in pretty much everywhere and And also he's still learning. I'm sure he's still making mistakes and he's still learning. I used to see him like as a paragliding god, and then I saw him fly and I know he's a human. He makes mistakes. But yeah, I think he's one of my paragliding heroes, together with pilots that are doing really well at acro, together with cross country. For me, is really quite interesting. So in that group, I could put easily Felix Rodriguez, Paul Takats. They are doing really well in cross country flying as well as acro. Those are people I really admire for their passion.
Do you keep a logbook?
No, I don't. With my tandem flying, it's easy to keep track because we normally have to fill up an insurance form kind of thing for each passenger. So we end up with lots of these booklets, and it's 30 flights each. So I can just count the booklets, so it's easy. I don't write down the time of takeoff or anything else or anything like this, so I don't know exactly how many hours I did. And with the cross-country flying, I normally log them onto the EXI contest, which is more precise, but I don't know my exact number of hours, to be honest.
If you had a wildcard entry into any competition in the world, which one would you choose and why?
Yeah, I guess the World Championships, the Italian World Championships coming up. I would love to go. They say the place is great, and usually we get awesome pilots coming in, and it's going to be an European location, so I'm sure many of the good pilots are going to be keen to go. I'm going to be trying to qualify this year, and still nothing sure. The World Cups, I also have to try and get in. Yeah, but I think the World Championships will be my answer, yeah.
What's the most remote place you've ever flown?
Remote? I don't know. It's quite relative. I've flown in Bir, which has the Himalayas just next to it. So you could say that's remote, but I wasn't that far from the town. I was in the back mountains, but never went way too deep. No, I think I normally don't fly very remote places just because I'm very lazy with logistics and retrievals, to be honest. So yeah, remote places, not something as extreme as many of my friends do.
If you landed next to a magic swimming pool that contained whatever you wanted it to, what would it be full of?
I don't know. I think the people I like and people I love, I think it would be really cool to have all my friends and family in one place. It would be cool to have that on the magic swimming pool.
What was the distance of your longest ever flight?
That was 2-3 weeks ago when I broke the Colombian record. That was 213 kilometers. Which I think it was very good considering the length of the day here in Colombia. I mean, the usable day for flying is not too long. I think 213 was a big accomplishment for me. In the Alps, I haven't made an effort to fly long distance. I will see if I can do it this year. But yeah, that's my number.
And finally, what would be your top psych-up tune before going flying?
My favorite tune. Let me check on my iPhone. You know, I have actually my playlist here. Yeah, I think Foo Fighters, The Pretender. That's the one I listen to quite often before a competition task.
For more paragliding and hang gliding related podcasts, please visit the podcast page of www.theparaglider.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast, or any of our many previous podcasts, webcasts, or articles, please consider making a donation to the Paraglider. You can find the donate button on any of the podcast pages of the site or on the homepage at www.theparaglider.com. Many thanks.